Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Overview of Backend Languages. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Backend Programming and Frameworks in the Backend. Development for Finance Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore popular backend languages such as Python, Java, and Ruby, their features and use cases, and how to compare their suitability for different projects. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and evaluate various backend languages for your development tasks, enhancing your ability to make informed decisions in your projects. Main content. Introduction to popular backend languages. Backend languages are essential for handling the server side of applications, managing data, and facilitating communication between the server and the client. In the finance and fintech sectors, choosing the right programming language can significantly impact the performance and scalability of applications. Python is renowned for its simplicity and readability, making it an excellent choice for beginners and seasoned developers alike. Its extensive libraries and frameworks, such as Django and Flask, enable rapid development and deployment of applications. In finance, Python is often used for data analysis, machine learning, and automation of repetitive tasks. For instance, a fintech startup could utilize Python to build a web application that analyzes market trends and generates investment recommendations. The ability to quickly prototype and iterate with Python can save time and resources, allowing teams to focus on refining their product. Java is a robust, versatile language widely used in enterprise-level applications. Its ability to handle large-scale systems, along with its platform independence thanks to the Java Virtual Machine, JVM, makes it a favorite in the finance industry. Java's strong typing and object-oriented structure help maintain code quality, which is crucial in high-stakes environments like banking and finance. A common use case for Java in finance is developing secure trading platforms, where performance, security, and reliability are paramount. For example, a banking institution might deploy a Java-based system to facilitate real-time transactions, ensuring that the infrastructure can handle high volumes of data without compromising on speed or security. Ruby is another popular back-end language, particularly known for its elegant syntax and the Ruby on Rails framework. This language emphasizes convention over configuration, allowing developers to build applications quickly with less boilerplate code. Ruby is often favored by startups for its rapid development capabilities and a supportive community. In the context of finance, Ruby can be used to create user-friendly web applications that offer investment tracking or personal finance management tools. For instance, a fintech company might leverage Ruby on Rails to develop a platform that helps users manage their portfolios efficiently, integrating various financial data sources into a cohesive interface. Language features and use cases. Each back-end language has distinct features that cater to various project requirements. Understanding these features can help you select the most suitable language for your particular needs. Performance. When it comes to performance, Java generally outshines Python and Ruby, especially in large-scale applications requiring high transaction throughput. However, Python's performance has improved with frameworks like FastAPI, making it a strong contender for data-intensive applications. Development speed. Ruby is often lauded for its rapid development capabilities, particularly with Ruby on Rails. This can be a game-changer for startups looking to launch products quickly. Python also allows for fast development with its extensive libraries, but Java typically requires more boilerplate code, which can slow down the initial development phase. Community and libraries. The strength of a language's community and the availability of libraries can significantly impact your development process. Python has a vast ecosystem of libraries, making it ideal for data science and machine learning projects. Java, being older, has a rich set of libraries for enterprise applications. Ruby's community is smaller but highly engaged, providing plenty of gems, libraries, for web development. Comparing language suitability for different projects when evaluating back-end languages for specific projects. Consider the following factors. Project size. For large-scale applications, Java is often preferred due to its performance and scalability. However, for smaller projects or MVPs, minimum viable products, Python or Ruby can accelerate development. Team expertise. Assess your team's familiarity with each language. If your developers are more skilled in Python, leveraging that expertise can lead to faster and more efficient project execution. Long-term maintenance. Consider the long-term implications of the language chosen. Java's strong typing can make maintaining large codebases easier, while Python's simplicity can enhance readability and reduce onboarding time for new developers. Ecosystem. Look at the libraries and frameworks available in each language. A rich ecosystem can provide tools that enhance productivity and reduce development time. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored popular back-end languages like Python, Java, and Ruby, examining their features, use cases, and overall suitability for various projects. By understanding these languages, you can make informed decisions that align with your development goals in the finance and fintech sectors. As you continue your journey in back-end development, remember that the right language can significantly affect your project's success. Reflection questions: how might Python's simplicity benefit a startup developing a new fintech application? In what scenarios would you prefer Java over Ruby for a financial project? What factors would you consider when choosing a back-end language for a large-scale enterprise application?